Now, let's lead off with Illinois' congressional delegation's support for the $900 billion COVID relief package. Ryan Denham has more.
Senator Dick Durbin voted yes on the package, as did Senator Tammy Duckworth and Bloomington Normal Congressman Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood. Durbin spoke to reporters yesterday.
It is a dramatic bill. It includes the omnibus spending bill for the next year, as well as this COVID relief bill of some $900 billion and several other measures that have been waiting for passage. It's good for Illinois. In fact, it's very good.
The package includes $300 a week for unemployment benefits for nearly 400,000 Illinoisans and up to $600 in direct payments for adults and children. One thing not included is direct relief aid for states, cities, and small units of government. Durbin says the Biden camp has a different position than the Trump administration on that issue, and it could come back later.
The difficulty, if we don't, is that these units of government will have to lay off firefighters, policemen, healthcare workers, teachers. That's exactly the wrong thing at this moment in history.
Republicans have argued direct state aid is a bailout for blue states with pension problems. Republicans, meanwhile, were disappointed the package did not include liability protection for businesses operating during the pandemic. Durbin says negotiators could not agree on precise language for that issue, but he does not dismiss the concern.
I'm ready to help businesses. We want to make sure that we give them an opportunity if they have done their best and followed the standards that were publicized and tried to protect their employees and their customers, then they shouldn't have to worry about a lawsuit.
Durbin says only a few hundred such lawsuits have been filed in the U.S. He says it's tough to prove responsibility for someone getting sick when the virus is invisible and widespread. Reporting with Charlie Schlenker, I'm Ryan Denham.